conversation should be? Often, people feel like they lack flow, embody awkwardness, and simply have nothing to say to other people. They also feel like they want to walk away from a conversation with a better understanding of the other person, with a connection made. Well, what better way to improve your conversations than to integrate principles integral to improv comedy? These are principles and rules that have been developed over years of real practice and study to address the exact same issues and goals that conversations pose. Eliminate awkward silences and make conversation flow smoothly. Listen better, go deeper, and connect effortlessly. Verbally banter and spar without having to think about what to say. Ditch self-consciousness and put yourself into unfamiliar situations? Check, check, check. Let's take advantage of the framework that improv comedy has laid down for us and discover how and why improv comedy players never run out of things to say, always seem sharp and witty, think quickly on their feet, and give the best witty banter in the world. Chapter 1. Just improve your conversations. Great conversations don't just appear spontaneously out of thin air. You might get lucky once or twice with someone that just happens to be on the same wavelength as you, but that's a rare occurrence, and it's not going to happen often. How can you emulate that